That they can go on and on endlessly, but if you say, let's talk about what's right with you, they get very quiet. They get shy, they get hesitant. See, people come to a spiritual teacher and they think something different is going to happen, something new will be revealed, I'll have some insight, this manner, this woman will help me get a brand new insight. But what's more important very often is to get insight on what's already the case. Nothing new. Nothing about the future. Nothing about the endless possibilities. More about what possibilities have already taken place that aren't recognized. And aren't recognized mostly because of the built-in tendency for self-criticism. We're taught this. Most of us are taught this early in life. Sit up straight. You're doing that wrong. Don't do that. Don't do this. Don't touch that. Very few children, they exist, but very few children are lucky enough to be brought up in a way where they're truly supported. So this has to be overcome. If you're really a spiritual seeker, you have to overcome whatever psychology is there, whatever is built into you and been activated in you by other people early in life, to see yourself as not good enough, as less than. It's required. It's required that you master your own psychology. It's required that you stop beating yourself up. And you don't even have to be good at that. Just a little less than you typically do. And all kinds of possibilities open up. All kinds of understandings come to you that you were too busy to see before, telling yourself how you couldn't understand anything. So if you're over 15, it's time to start being kinder to yourself. It's time to start no longer promoting the notion that too much isn't right with you. Existence doesn't have that attitude towards you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. You'd be gone already. If you're here, if you're breathing, if you're alive, it proves one thing, that you're absolutely needed by the entire existence. You are crucial. If you weren't crucial, you would have been discarded already. It sounds like a nice spiritual idea. It's the absolute truth. It's much more than, it's in no way a nice spiritual idea. It's the absolute truth. Anytime a person dies on this planet, any person, anytime, it's a huge cosmic loss. The person is irreplaceable. There's only one you. There is no other. There never has been, there never will be. Only you can be you. That's your whole job, to be you. Because nobody else can do it. You think it's because nobody else wants the job. But it's because nobody else can be you. Anytime anybody on this planet dies, the loss is incalculable. the most mind-addled, bum on the street.